هناك البناء بتاع القرية ده بيتغلق على تاني كتاب الشريط في الوادي يروش المعنى أما ربي بلا ذلك ما بيت مدى تشير الأحد يمكن إذا تحت قال أحد ده يمكن أحد فرش الأحد اللي بتاع يعني بالكفارة أحد الشيء أو في الشماء فأربعة تشير الأحد يعني أوضح عن الكفارة إذا ما يعني تنتين بحث فتوى شبه الشيء أنا من قول أعمال الكلاب يقار لذا ما إمي عالم بحث بحث مشكلة في الأمن في الخوض وقال 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 وقال
There's a question that's asked about Svir Saomer. We know that in Chutz La'aretz we keep 2 days of Yontif, because originally they weren't sure which day is Yontif. So like Pesach, we kept 2 days of Pesach in the beginning, 2 days at the end, etc. Shavuos, Sukkos, etc. We keep 2 days. So the question is, if we keep 2 days of Yontif by Pesach, that means we're not sure when the first day, maybe the second day is really the first day, right? So if that's the case, then we shouldn't be sure what Sviras HaOmer is, because you count Sviras HaOmer when?
The second day.
So, but if the second day is really the first day, then Sviras HaOmer shouldn't be what? Till the next day. So how come we don't have Sviras HaOmer every day? We should be counting 2 counts. Like last night we counted 41, but maybe it's really 40. So we should. How come every night we don't count two days? That's the question. So the Dvar Avram, the Kovner Rav, gives an answer based on this week's Parsha. In Parsha's Bechukosai, there's the mitzvah of Meiser Behema. If you have 10 animals in your corral, so you count. One goes out, 2, 3, 4, 5, and number 10 is Kadosh, holy, and you bring that as a sacrifice. But what if one of the animals that came out went back in, and now you're confused, because you're confused in the camp, because one came back in, so then you don't bring any korban, because Asiri, Yakoda, the 10th one is holy. The Gemara says Asiri Vadai, the law Asiri Suffolk. The 10th one has to be exact. The 10th one, and if you have a mistake because one went back in and now you're confused, there's no 10 anymore. So the Dvar Avram says the same thing by counting the Omer. There's no such thing as counting out of doubt. When you count, it's exact. So therefore, they didn't institute a what? A Sveika de Yoma by Sviras HaOmer. No, because basically we know what the Iker Halacha is, but we have a Chumrah to keep this is what we count. But the Baal HaMor gives a different answer. But he says, if you're going to count each day 2 days, because you're not sure, then when it comes to the night of Shavuos, you're still going to have to count what? 49. Because we usually count 49, the last day is the night, Friday night. This year it's Friday night, is the last time we're in the count of Sviras. But in the coming Friday night, there's going to be 49, and then that's the last one. But if you're going to count that out of doubt, so then that one is going to be 48, 49. And then the next night, we're going to have to count what? 49. Because maybe we're a day behind. And then it comes out, we're counting the Sfira on Shavuos, and that's a disgrace to what? A zilzul to what? To Shavuos, because then you're saying that it's still a weekday. It's still 49, so therefore we can't count. So that's why we can't treat Shavuos like a weekday, so therefore if we would count every night 2 nights, then the night of Shavuos we'd also have to count, and that you can't do. And I was thinking, normally the minhag is that we don't accept Shavuos early, because it has to be tamimos, complete. So therefore we don't make early Yontif on Shavuos. But perhaps this year, when Erev Yontif is on Shabbos, there should be another reason why we don't make early Yontif, is because if we're going to make early Yontif on Shabbos, that's disrespect to Shabbos, because Yontif is a lower level of Kedusha than Shabbos, so therefore it's not right to accept Shabbos except Yontif, when the day before is Shabbos. That's why it's a question. Different Rabbanim have different opinions on this, whether you can make early Yontif Sheni. Some people, it's very late now, so people want to make early Yontif Sheni. So I think some Rabbanim permit it, but I think Rabbi Willem does not permit it because of a zilzal. I think that's the simple shot. Because if you can accept the second day of Yontif, the second day of Yontif is on a lower level of Kedusha than the first day, that's a disrespect to the first day, so therefore many hold that you should not make early Yontif on the second night of Yontif because it would be a disrespect to the first day of Yontif. Sunday and Monday. Right, but yet that still we have. We should because no.
The Rambam writes not
by Shavuos.
No distinction between the holidays.
Yeah, by Shavuos. No. He's asking in regular. That's what he's asking. What you're saying is that how come there's no? We should be Yontif Sheni by Shavuos, because Shavuos will always know. Yeah. Shavuos is 49 days, 50 days from that. So the Rambam says not to make the distinction between the different holidays. But you're saying there should never be because we know. But, right, but. But that we don't accept, because we have a takana minhag of aseinu v'yodeinu, and that's a basic distinction between conservative and orthodox. The conservative says, it doesn't apply anymore, but we believe that unless there's a Bezdin that will repeal it, we cannot, and we still have to keep 2 days young.